Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to leave on a visit to Italy today to participate in G7 summit. BJP leader Pema Khandu to be sworn in as Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh this morning. Around 40 Indians killed and 50 injured in Kuwait apartment fire. Prime Minister Modi announces expenditure of 2 lakh rupees to kin of deceased. Retail inflation eases to 12-month low of 4.75% in May. US Federal Reserve keeps interest rate unchanged for 7th straight time. And in cricket, India beat US by 7 wickets to reach Super 8's round of T20 World Cup. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Apulia, Italy today to participate in the G7 summit tomorrow. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vinay Quatra said, India has been invited as an outreach country. This will be the Prime Minister's first overseas travel after assuming office in his third consecutive term. He said, the visit will also be an opportunity to engage with other world leaders present at the G7 summit on issues of importance to India as also to the Global South.
This will be Prime Minister's first overseas travel after resuming office in his third consecutive term. It will also afford him an opportunity to engage with other world leaders present at the G7 summit on issues of importance to India as also to the Global South.
Our correspondent has filed this report.
The G7 group was established as a platform for economic and financial cooperation in response to the 1973 energy crisis. It comprises of United States, Canada, Germany, France, Italy, Japan and Britain. This will be India's 11th participation in the G7 summit and Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 5th consecutive participation in the summit. The 3-day G7 summit is beginning today. The Prime Minister will participate in the outreach session tomorrow. At this session, the focus would be on artificial intelligence, energy, Africa and the Mediterranean. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister is expected to hold bilateral meetings with the leaders of the G7 countries. Mr. Modi will hold a bilateral meeting with his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni. The two Prime Ministers last met during the COP28 summit in Abu Dhabi last year. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
BJP leader Pema Khandu will be sworn in as Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh today. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at the Dorji Khandu Convention Centre in Itanagar at 11 a.m. Mr. Khandu met Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik at Raj Bhavan yesterday evening and staked the claim to form a new government. Subsequently, the Governor invited him to form the new government. Earlier yesterday, Mr. Khandu was unanimously elected leader of Arunachal Pradesh BJP Legislature Party in the presence of central observers Ravi Shankar Prasad and Tarun Chugh. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP President JP Nadda and party's General Secretary BL Santosh are among those who will attend the swearing-in ceremony. The External Affairs Ministry has said that around 40 Indians are understood to have died and over 50 injured in the fire incident in a labour housing facility in Mangaf area of Kuwait. It said the embassy is ascertaining the full details from the concerned Kuwaiti authorities and the company. The ministry said in a statement that those injured are presently admitted in 5 government hospitals and are receiving proper medical care and attention. According to hospital authorities, most of the admitted patients are stable. Following the incident, Ambassador of India in Kuwait, Adarsh Swaika, immediately visited the location of the incident and also the hospitals to ascertain the welfare of the Indian nationals. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a review meeting on the fire tragedy in Kuwait at his residence in New Delhi. The Prime Minister expressed his sorrow at the incident and extended condolences to the families of the deceased. He wished speedy recovery of those injured. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh rushed to Kuwait to oversee the relief measures and facilitate expeditious repatriation of the mortal remains.
The situation is that the victims are mostly are burn victims, and some of the bodies have been charred beyond recognition. So a DNA test is underway to identify the victims, and the Air Force plane is on the ready. And as soon as the bodies are identified, their kin will be informed, and our Air Force plane will bring the bodies back.
The Prime Minister announced ex gratia relief of 2 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased Indian nationals from the Prime Minister Relief Fund. Earlier, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar also spoke to his Kuwaiti counterpart Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya on the fire tragedy in Kuwait yesterday evening. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he was apprised of the efforts made by Kuwaiti authorities in that regard. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha called upon the members of artist community to play their part against terrorism. The Lieutenant Governor was addressing the artists at Jashn-e-Bahar Traditional Folk Festival at Tagore Hall in Srinagar. The Lieutenant Governor said, "We must stand united in the fight against terrorism." He expressed full faith in police and security forces and said that they're working round the clock and will ensure a safe and secure environment for the people of Jammu and Kashmir. Manoj Sinha further maintained that he will not rest till terrorism and its supporters are rooted out from the soil of Jammu and Kashmir.
3 days pehle hi Riyasi mein manavta ke khilaf ek jaghanya aparadh aatankwadiyon ne kiya hai. Usse kala jagat sahitya samaj ka har ek varg vyathit hai aur sabke man mein gussa hai. Main unke gusse ko samajh sakta hu aur aaj is manch se main sabhi nagarikon ko ye yakeen dilana chahta hu ki security forces aur hamare Jammu Kashmir police ke surveeron ke hausalon par hame bharosa rakhne ki zarurat hai. Aatankwadiyon aur unke supporters ka Jammu Kashmir ki is mitti se namo nishan mita karke hi hum chain lenge.
Yesterday, Doda and Kathua districts of Jammu and Kashmir were struck by 2 separate terror attacks, resulting in the death of a CRPF jawan, while 6 security personnel were injured. The Jammu region has seen 4 major militant attacks since Sunday, including Riyasi district, in which 9 pilgrims were killed and 41 others injured. Haryana's Minister of State for Irrigation and Water Resources, Dr. Abhay Singh Yadav, said that Haryana is giving sufficient quantity of water to Delhi, in fact, more water than its share is being given. The Haryana government has never been negligent in giving water in the past and will never do so in the future, he added. He said that the management and use of the given water is the responsibility of the Delhi government. Dr. Yadav said that from the beginning, efforts have been made to ensure that no chaos spreads in this regard. The Delhi government has decided to deploy additional district magistrate and subdivisional magistrate level officers in each zone to act as a quick response team to provide water tankers and resolution of water-related complaints. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will launch the PM Shri Tourism Air Service today to enhance connectivity for tourist destinations. The Chief Minister will inaugurate the first flight from Bhopal to Jabalpur at Raja Bhoj International Airport at 9 a.m. We have more on this.
The first flight of PM Shri Tourism Air Service will go from Bhopal to Jabalpur via Rewa, and from there it will land in Singrauli. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will also inaugurate the ticket booking counter at Bhopal Airport and provide boarding passes to the passengers. 8 cities of the state, including Bhopal, Indore, Jabalpur, Rewa, Ujjain, Gwalior, Singrauli and Khajuraho, will be connected through air service. The PM Shri Tourism Air Service is being operated by the Madhya Pradesh Tourism Board on a public-private partnership basis through JetServe Aviation Private Limited. This service between Bhopal and Gwalior will be inaugurated on June 15th from Rajmata Vijayaraje Scindia Airport, Maharajpura. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. India's headline retail inflation eased to the lowest in a year at 4.75% in May 2024, according to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation. In the previous month of April 2024, the Consumer Price Index CPI inflation was at 4.83%. The headline rate for last month is the lowest after May 2023 and has now been under the 5% mark for 3 consecutive months starting March 2024. India's Index of Industrial Production, IIP, recorded a growth of 5% for the month of April 2024 over the corresponding period of previous year. The IIP growth rate in April 2023 was 4.6%. According to the data released by Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, growth rates of mining sector for the month of April 2024 over April 2023 was 6.7%, while the manufacturing sector recorded a growth of 3.9% and electricity for the same period grew by 10.2%. The U.S. Federal Reserve kept the interest rate unchanged but hinted that there could be one cut between now and the end of the year as they continue the fight against inflation. The Fed announcement came last night after a two-day meeting of its top officials. The benchmark interest rates remain unchanged between 5.25% and 5.5% for the seventh straight meeting. The Federal Reserve expected to announce three cuts in 2024 as inflation showed signs of coming down, but decided against it every time as inflation stayed stubbornly high. The Fed aims to bring inflation under 2%. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, India defeated United States by 7 wickets at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York last night. We have a report.
With a fiery win against the USA last night, India secured the Super 8 qualification with a game in hand in Group A. Put into bat first, United States scored 110 runs as Ashdeep Singh delivered a beautiful spell to clinch 4 wickets by conceding just 9 runs in 4 overs. Chasing the target of 111, India were off to the worst start with left-arm pacer Saurabh Netherwalkar getting rid of Virat Kohli at a golden duck and Rohit on 3 runs in successive overs. However, Surya Kumar Yadav's gritty half-century and his partnership with Shivam Dubey guided India to a hard-fought win. Shefali Singh, Akashwani News, New Delhi.
In other matches, hosts West Indies have posted a target of 150 runs before New Zealand at the Brian Lara Stadium in Trinidad. Chasing the target, the visitors were 34-1 in 5.2 overs a short while ago. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted heat wave to severe heat wave conditions to continue over parts of Uttar Pradesh, Gangetic West Bengal, Bihar and Jharkhand during the next 3 to 4 days. IMD also forecasts heat wave conditions over some pockets of Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Division and Odisha during the same period. IMD said that weather conditions are favourable for further advance of southwest monsoon into some more parts of Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh and northwest Bay of Bengal during the next 2 to 3 days. IMD has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and northeast India. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shefali Singh.
Thank you, Sunil. News about terror strikes in Jammu and Indians killed in Kuwait building fire dominates the front pages of dailies today. Terror strikes Jammu, 3 gunfights in 26 hours, headlines Hindustan Times. On the fire in Kuwait, The Asian Age reports that Prime Minister Modi has asked Minister of State for External Affairs to rush to Kuwait and Kuwait's Emir has vowed action. The top headline in Financial Express reads, FM hints at more reforms, steps for ease of living. Budget likely in the week starting July 15. The Supreme Court asked the Delhi government to rein in tanker mafia and water wastage, which it said is to blame for scarcity every summer, reports The Hindu. The Tribune quotes IMD as stating that the monsoon is sluggish and the heat wave will continue for some time. And finally, using artificial intelligence analysis of trumpeting, scientists have found evidence that like people, elephants call each other by name, reports The Indian Express. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Shefali. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to leave on a visit to Italy today to participate in G7 summit. BJP leader Pema Khandu to be sworn in as Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh this morning. Around 40 Indians killed and 50 injured in Kuwait apartment fire. Prime Minister Modi announces exequatur of 2 lakh rupees to kin of deceased. Retail inflation eases to 12-month low of 4.75% in May. U.S. Federal Reserve keeps interest rate unchanged for 7th straight time. And in cricket, India beat U.S. by 7 wickets to reach Super 8's round of T20 World Cup. And with that, We end the morning news. Have a nice day.